Come on. No time to waste. She imagined her parents' faces were she to tell them that Dale was still alive. And she remembered their expressions the one time she had gone home since becoming a ranger, as if they had lost her as well. Lannery could not breathe a word of this to her mother and father until it was over. And even then, she would only tell them if everything ended well. If she had to kill Dale, that secret would follow her to the grave. The ship located the newest construction plans it could find for Greenwood Station's Central Core and transmitted them to Lannery's wrist unit. As the midnight siren sounded across the dome, Lannery and Tree entered an abandoned warehouse in District 4. They were very close to the central column here, and looking up, Lannery could see the countless lights belonging to those who lived there. So many up there profited from what lay below, but that was always the case. The ruling classes always set themselves higher. From the plans, Lannery could see that the subterranean Greenwood Station was not a quiet place. The foundations of the newer city were made from old, tumbled buildings of the past. There were artificial structures deep underground, their uses not always obvious. There were also transport routes, massive tunnels carved into the city's substructure, along which the largest of its products were transported to its spaceport ready for export. Along with life support systems, water reservoirs, waste management plants, power centers, and storage facilities, the city was almost as expansive below ground as it was above. But the place she sought, Pan Deep, was not actually that far below the rest of Greenwood Station. What set it apart was that it was built within the central tower's deep foundations. It took some time to negotiate their way through the first subterranean level toward the tower. Lannery sought to keep their movements covert. She was already uncomfortable that Max Hagen knew their destination, and certain that he had withheld information from them. But she'd grown weary of his games. She was sure he was a consummate liar, but she had to assume he was telling the truth about Dale and Pan Deep. It certainly fit what she knew her brother was attempting, and that was something that, she hoped, Max Hagen could not know. The descent from the warehouse was down an old, rarely used spiral staircase, their feet clanging on metal treads, glow rods making shadows dance. Lannery recalled all her training at Qigong Kesh, craving the peace of that silent desert as she cast her senses out and around them. She smelled for danger, listened for held breaths, searched the deep shadows with force-enhanced sight, and if her mind touched one other mind intent on violence, she would know. After a while, they reached a long, winding tunnel that led toward the tower. She flicked on her glow rod. Just as she judged that they were beneath the central core of the tower, the tunnel opened out into an excavated cavern, a massive place with a floor sloping in from all sides toward a sinkhole in the middle.
Oh, Tree said.
Oh!
He pressed a hand over his nose in disgust, and Lannery could only agree. They'd been smelling the rank tang of sewage for a while, but actually seeing this place seemed to make everything so much worse. The effluent of the whole tower flowed here. Perhaps 10,000 people of a dozen species, all venting their waste into toilets and disposal units in dwellings and offices, taverns and restaurants. Rainwater already stinking with pollutants was used to flush, and now they could see the resultant rain of shack showering down from the high ceiling. Countless pipes and gullies led here, their stinking contents falling in blessed darkness to splash onto the floor. And the floor was moving, a thick stew of repulsiveness flowing slowly down the slope toward the large hole in the cavern's center. From there, Lannery guessed it fell into an underground lake or a deep fault in the planet's crust. Thousands of years of a city's refuse rotting in the darkness.
You bring me to the nicest places, Tree said.
Lannery didn't reply, because that would have meant opening her mouth. She consulted her wrist computer one more time, then switched it off. The plans were of no use to them now. Pan Deep was somewhere not shown on the schematics, and she thought she knew how to find it. tapping Tree's shoulder. She pointed around the perimeter of the massive cavern with the glow rod.
"You want to walk around there?"
he asked. Lannery nodded and moved on. She had already seen the overhang at the left, the space beneath protected from anything falling from above. It led to the entrance of a corridor hidden behind a projection in the wall, and once inside, the floor immediately sloped upward. She paused. Tree almost walked into her.
"What?"
he asked. "This is a hidden place, not on the plans. Might not be the right place, but I'll soon know. Give me a moment." She tried to relax, closing her eyes and breathing deeply, letting the force flow. In moments, the stink was gone, her senses cleansed and purified by the force, ready for what she sought.
"What are you looking for?" Tree asked.
"Energy source." She cast her senses outward. It was a dark place, heavy with the weight of Greenwood Station's central tower above and the many people who lived there. The air itself seemed to carry a taint of wrongness. Perhaps it was because of the city's military manufacturing, but she thought it more like a trace from the minds of those who worked and lived there. She had seen many people, and all of them seemed to be constantly moving or talking or eating and drinking. Few stood still for a moment simply to muse upon their lives. Perhaps to do so would be to admit the awful truth of their existence. Lannery shivered. Nox was long known to be a planet out of balance, and here more than anywhere. She delved beyond that shadowy trace and searched for power. In the tower above, there were countless sources, but down here there were only a few weak, old generators winding down. And then she encountered a dark void of heavy shielding. She probed deeper, pushing hard, and her force senses forged through. Bright light. Heavy potential. Staggering power. "This way," she said. "We're going up again. But not too far." More corridors, and every step took them farther away from the stink. They'd been moving for some time, and Lannery was hungry and thirsty. But she was also excited. The last time she'd been this close to Dale had been on that dreadful, painful morning at Aniel Kesh. "Here," she said. The tunnel they were moving along had rough walls and an uneven floor, but up ahead, she could see a steady glow. And nearby, the gutter thoughts of a violent man.